I was the managing director of our historical society, during which time we expanded to include a research library and museum in Forsyth, a museum in Branson, and offered many free classes, programs, and events to the community. I share this with you so you will understand that I am very familiar with business plans, event development, and public presentations. In addition, I have attended assorted training retreats, such as they, maybe a little less relaxing than they've mentioned, dealing with outdoor activities and self-sufficiency, and my husband and I have homesteaded in one form or another since moving to our property in Reuter over 20 years ago. Initially, I was opposed to this project for many reasons, and do feel that the rebuttals that James has expressed tonight for the errors in law, or errors that he felt planning and zoning made with their initial denial, have been alleviated. But at last month's meeting, James remarked that many of those in opposition had not visited his property to learn more about it. I felt like that was a very good point, and so I contacted him and asked to see it and discuss my remaining concerns. Based on my professional background that you've heard, my concerns all deal with business. We walked through the property, we looked at many aspects of it, and we discussed the septic arrangements, the locations of the preliminary spots, the yurts that he's discussed, the hiking trails, and eventual plans for future growth. Following that, we then sat and discussed my concern regarding what his business plan includes, how he was going to be able to keep the guests from roaming on private property. That has been a community-wide concern and was of mine too. What types of schedules he anticipated setting up in order to keep the people busy when they have themed retreats, such as with the groups he's mentioned, that can come down and do craft work. Run the craft classes, for example. And I also, my husband and I were both very concerned whether or not he had been in contact yet with the Forestry Service regarding their regulations. Because, of course, people not from here don't realize that a national forest may be public, but you can't go on there and just do anything at will. There are many regulations. While it is not my business at all whether or not the proposed retreat center succeeds, I feel there is a very good plan in place, particularly with the fact that they are taking their time to be sure that the structures that they've discussed are built properly. And I also personally feel much better knowing that John Suti is helping develop the septic system, designing that, because the runoff has always been a very large concern for us. And with John's regulations, I do feel that's covered. At this point, I am speaking in favor of him obtaining this permit. Questions? Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody that would like to speak in favor of this appeal? All right, anybody like to speak in opposition of this appeal? All right, come on up.
I live down the road a mile or two from James's place here, and I agree with the original, you know, planning and zoning decision. Only thing I wanted to clear up is my wife and I own the place that joins their place on the, I guess it'd be their south side, north side of our place there. I just want to get that up there. So,
can you show us?
It'd be this place right here. This little field along the road here that joins the...
Okay, so you live there?
No, we live down the road east of there, a mile or two.
Oh, okay.
But, our property does join here.
Okay.
So that's all I want to say.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody else like to speak tonight?
My name is George Kramer. For those of you that know me, you'll know the sacrifice I'm going to make when I say I'll be brief. I'm a member of Planning and Zoning. I'm not here on behalf of Planning and Zoning. I'm here on behalf of me. One of the reasons I didn't support this petition, first of all, you all are not hearing the same thing that we heard, and I know we get a lot of that. Having said that, you're aware of it. I didn't support it. Compatibility and precedent. I know that whenever we get a submission, then everything has to be seen in an independent fashion, this case or that case. But we all do the same thing. Say, well, we'd like to have a nightly rental in this particular subdivision. Are there any other nightly rentals in that subdivision? And if there is, we can't say it's incompatible anymore, because if we've already approved this one, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't know these folks. I'm sure they're wonderful people. But if we get nightly rentals in this agricultural area, I know for a fact a nice home has sold to a out-state owner in the same area. We won't be able to deny that if they want a nightly rental there. If this one gets approved, we've got the camel's nose under the tent flap. And I don't think we need to do that. We've had a lot of people that show up down here opposing nightly rentals because they want a quiet and peaceful country lifestyle. We had that with Branson Creek. Well, these people here that want a quiet and peaceful country lifestyle, they got to drive 45 minutes to get to town. That's why they're out there. And to bring nightly rentals in and establish precedent, I think is just not a good idea. And that's my opinion and worth what you've paid. Thank you.
All right.
My name is Rocky Wyman. I appreciate you all's time listening. I'll be very brief. I fully believe that the original planning and zoning decision was correct. They took their time. They examined every aspect of the situation, and they voted appropriately. So my question to you is, you can put an end to me right now. Is anything I'm going to say change your decision that you may have already made about it having to go back to planning and zoning? I'm not going to make any difference.
I don't guess I understand your question.
He's wondering if we're going to decide to send it back to P&Z because it's a different project.
Well, I don't think we've made that decision yet.
But that's the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll close for discussion about that point. At this point, we haven't made any decision at all.
Just a couple of points I might make. James seems to be a very bright, affable, excellent speaker, and he is very persuasive. I'll give him all that. He does get a couple of facts mixed up occasionally. One is that he didn't know that he had two neighbors to his west and his north, that one being Gary Braden, who in the big hollow between their two ridges actually joins the crossing property for a quarter of a mile. And Mr. Bob Burgins that just spoke, that owned the field adjacent there. I'm not sure why he didn't try to get a hold of those two neighbors. And I would like to clarify, in the meeting previous, I'm getting confused. I mean, we've had so many, but I think it was the meeting previous when James was able to speak and no one else was. Is that correct?
That was the last one.
That was the last meeting. Mm-hmm. If you might remember, James was under oath here speaking, and a few seconds into his presentation, He accused me of assaulting Jim Crossan, his grandpa. Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember the particulars of it.
Well, if this concerned me, I remember it pretty well. He accused me of elbowing and throwing a shoulder into Mr. Crossan's rib cage. You remember that? That supposedly happened right there. In a room full of people. And, gentlemen, I've got stage 3 Parkinson's. And Jim Crossan is a big, strapping guy. I've known him all my life. I'm at least smart enough not to assault Jim Crossan. But I think that bears on the case is if he's willing to accuse me of assault in a room full of 30 people that obviously didn't see anything like that. The question is, I guess, believability. So I just wanted to, let me ask you, none of you guys saw me assault anybody in this room. Is that correct?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Is there any repercussions on someone being under oath and accusing me of something that absolutely did not happen?
Well, I'd say, again, our focus would be right back on to find the error in law. So I think it's hard to go into that direction to know the exact answer that you'd want us to say at this point.
Okay. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak tonight?
My name is Darrell Mass. I live at 32854. U.S. Highway 160. I'm about 3/4 of a mile, maybe a mile, from his property line. And I want to reiterate what Rocky just said. I've been to the meetings, that all of these that I know of, and his story changes every time. What he said that he said the prior meeting wasn't said or was said differently. He's accused Rocky. I was here. That didn't happen. And his word to me doesn't mean anything. We were sitting here talking about this whole situation. He brought up a wreck that my son was involved in. That has nothing to do with this case. He was besmirching my reputation, my son's reputation. It has nothing to do with what we're here for. His word doesn't mean anything. He is not upstanding because it changes all the time to fit the situation. That's what I've got to say.
Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else would like to speak in opposition to this appeal? All right, we'll give the applicant an opportunity to come back up.
I'd like to first note, obviously, there's been a position on my integrity, and I do want to make sure that there's nothing I've ever lied about. Yes, presentations are different, and I want to be able to present it differently each time. So I may have said differently, but there's nothing on my integrity. There was something that went down, and it happened just as we went out of the courtroom as he followed us out. I'm not trying to get personal about anything. It was just because I felt attacked that I wanted to make it known last time. I'm not here for ill will, and all I'm asking for is the ability to perform this business upon my land, which we do feel we are in the right to do so. Are there any more questions from you guys, even after rebuttals or concerns?
Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, we'll close this for board discussion. So, again, board, I'll just remind you, again, we're looking at there was two reasons from the Planning Commission, and we're looking for error in law in these two. The first one is the retreat center and nightly rentals would be a substantial adverse impact regarding the comfort of the surrounding residents. And the second one was the proposed use was not compatible with any adjacent uses as it would have external impacts with the area. So, any thoughts on that?
I believe at the time that board, their opinion was that those